Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Blake, I usually don't do this, but I'm going to give the person on the other end of the call a choice. You want to go baseball or football first?
Bill, let's go with good news first, because I know everybody's going to start bashing Brian Kelly. Let's go baseball.
All right. How many, I've counted, is it four recent announcements about transfer portal entries to LSU baseball? Is that right?
Yeah, Bill, four new recent entries. Four new guys, a total of six at the current moment, looking to add seven. And UCLA's ace pitcher and one of the Pac-12's best pitchers in Thatcher Hurd, Bill, that went into the transfer portal yesterday. You know, Bill, basically what Jay Johnson, the head coach at LSU, saying is Lane Kiffin, move over. There's a new portal king in town. You get Tommy Tanks. You get Jack Pineda. You get others. And so, Bill, he's absolutely killing it in the portal. And that's not even probably to some the biggest news. Probably, Bill, the biggest news is getting the Wes Johnson, the pitching coach, to leave the Minnesota Twins, who's first in the AL Central, to come and be the next pitching coach at LSU. Bill, you know, we talk about this, and people don't understand. And, you know, people think, you know, they put it by the wayside. When it comes to LSU, when it comes to baseball, these boosters are going to spend big-time money. And there's no joking about it with them. There's no laughing, ha-ha. They're spending the money. They're putting their money where their mouth is. And, Bill, there's a chance that, for example, Wes Johnson, the new pitching coach, with incentives and camps, can make close to $700,000, which would double his salary from Major League Baseball. So, in an unprecedented move, they're doing some things, adding big freshmen like Tommy Tanks. But, Bill, they're not done yet. And by the way, they just had the number one class in recruiting in high school baseball.
Blake Ruffino with us. And, yeah, they could literally, at least the lineup, you got 35 kids total, but they could literally flip most of their lineup, right, about 75-80% of it, their starting lineup.
About that, Bill, maybe a little bit less. I still think that there's some guys that will, you know, be in the be as starters. You know, Bill, you got Dylan Cruz, the co-SEC Player of the Year, Trey Morgan, Josh Pearson, Jordan Thompson. So that's about four or five guys, Braden Joubert, that will still be in the lineup. But, Bill, the pitching staff is one. They got Pitcher of the Year from Creighton, and obviously Christian Littlebill is somebody that we hadn't talked to, along with Carter Young. They can flip it, but, you know, look, it to some extent there's always some guys that I think are locked in, but, Bill, it's the five and six guys and then the pitching staff, especially the starting pitching that they're locking in on. So, yeah, Bill, I mean, about 60 to 70% of their lineup is going to be brand new. But, Bill, we've seen these guys play. I mean, Carter Young probably struggled the most at the plate. But everybody else, Bill, obviously just demolishes baseball in the SEC.
Another player, and then we'll get to football. This Paul Skeens out of Air Force that they say is going to be a number one, well, maybe not the number one pick, but a first-round pick, big 6'5", catcher, pitcher, hits home runs. He visited Tennessee, and then things got quiet. That was a couple of weeks ago, and I hear the Aggies are in it, but I'm wondering if LSU hadn't connected there somehow.
They're connected, Bill, but I don't, you know, of all the transfers, I feel the least confident about him right now. Bill, really and truthfully, it's like the Friday Night Lights movie with Boobie Miles, you know, and he can pass. That's pretty much schemes. I mean, he can pitch, he can catch, he can throw, he can field. I mean, Bill, other than having the speed, he is a five-tool player. LSU played him, and quite honestly, Bill, I thought he was the most unique player in college that I've ever seen because he can just do so much. But right now, I don't have a lot of confidence. I think the catcher from Mercer is going to go to Tennessee. They need a catcher really bad right now. But, Bill, there's a couple of more, especially in the pitching staff, that I think LSU will lock in on and get.
But who do you think Skeens is going to go to?
A&M. Yeah, I think it's A&M. Bill, doesn't he look like he should play for Texas A&M?
He's
tall, lengthy, white dude who's got
military.
A little red beard. You know, that screams A&M and Jimbo Fisher to me.
All right. Yesterday or Sunday, whatever day it was, Derek Williams, New Iberia, five-star safety, commits to Texas. Since Arch Manning, they've taken six commits. They're up to number three in this class. Texas is in recruiting. What's the situation as this applies to LSU? Was LSU in it with this safety?
Yeah, they're in it, Bill. And look, we saw something like this a season ago. You know, when Harold Perkins committed to Texas A&M and LSU was able to come in at the last minute. And Bill, look, I'm not going to really sugarcoat it for the listeners. I mean, Bill, NIL is a very prevalent thing, okay, on both sides of this. What I will tell you, Bill, is this, and people are getting on Brian Kelly at the current moment. Sounds good. Well, they'll probably have five commits in the month of July, especially on both lines of scrimmage. And, Bill, I'm going to tell you something. If you think that these LSU boosters are spending money on baseball. Oh, and Bill, by the way, they got the number one recruit in women's basketball. Why do you think that this is happening? Bill, I'm not, you know, people can say I'm a homer or whatever they want to call me. You better prepare yourself. Okay, Bill, again, we keep talking about this Louisiana NIL bill that just passed. Okay. Bill, they're gearing up. Okay, and so I don't know if this flips Derek Williams. Sometimes, Bill, the way that it was relayed to me, sometimes you got to fall off the bike to be able to learn to pick yourself up. They're gearing up, so let's see what they do. Now I'm not claiming, Bill, that LSU has more money than Texas or A&M. No, they don't. But how much money do you need? Ryan Day said you had $13 million. Bill, LSU was number two in the country last year in donations raised. Two, they raised over $49 million. Bill, they got money here. This, trust me. There's oil and gas. The reason you don't hear about them is because they write everything off on taxes because of how Louisiana laws are set up. So, no. I mean, they got money, and Bill, trust me, they're preparing themselves, especially in these meetings that we hear about NIL.
Dante Moore out of Detroit. Some are saying maybe Oregon's made a good move here recently. Mm-hmm. There is word that Notre Dame is in communication, but, of course, they took C.J. Carr. That's a different class. LSU still involved. Michigan still talks to him. Is there anything new?
Bill, on my end, there's nothing new. Nothing new on Dante Moore. I mean, which, you know, in recruiting, when it goes quiet like a church mouse, that's never a good thing.
Yeah, and with him, man, I mean, it's early it looked like Notre Dame. Then that faded. I know LSU was strong in there. Heck, I even heard some Florida, I believe, right? There briefly.
Right.
Now Oregon. And I mean, Oregon's a really good destination. That's not a critique. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, but I'm not really sure. This recruiting process for him is a little confusing, in my opinion. Nobody's really taking it over. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's really like, oh, okay. All right, so now we know. You know, I don't know here, Bill. I really don't. Because, look, you know, I know that Brian Kelly and staff really want it, but I think he's a hard kid to read. I just don't know where this one's going, Bill. I really, really don't.
Just Business in Hoover, Alabama. And again, he's got a kid that's about 6'4", 280 being recruited.
Oh.
By some schools. Yeah, he starts right tackle for Hoover, as we know, a very prestigious football and overall athletic school. Anyways, he wants to know, ask Blake, seriously, he says. Now, he uses the word seriously. Who makes the best boudin?
Oh, probably Billy's. Probably Billy's out there in the west part of the state. Yeah, Bill, Billy's. Man, I'm telling you, Bill, I'm calling off of work. You know, I'm not going there. I'm going to Billy's Boudin, honestly. I mean, you can't say that. It's a great place, Bill. Stuffed jalapenos, cheese, fried boudin. Whew, boudin balls. Bill, the thing is getting the boudin balls. You got to get the fried boudin balls. If you do that, it's like you're in heaven. So if you ever go out in the Acadiana area, go to Billy's. Go get some boudin balls.
Yeah, he is recently, last couple of months, retired. So he's going to Europe. He's going on trips with his kid to schools to check out their football. So, I mean, this dude could pack it up today and go to this place if he wants. He
didn't, well, Bill, he didn't have him, anything in his tell him and his son to pack it up. And we'll take him around. If he comes to this part of the state, we'll take him around. We'll get him some good Louisiana culture.
Yeah, his kid's 6'4", 270, and they're telling him, the big boys are telling him he needs to put on a little weight. That might help, right? Goes down there and eats.
yeah, man. He might be like the Lance Hurd up there in Neville, the five-star tackle that LSU trained for. Yeah, but look, I mean, I love it. I love it. I love me some offensive linemen.
Anything else in recruiting that you can know? What about the Manning Academy? Did anything come out of that at all?
Other than the media being screamed at about not talking to Archfield, no. You know, I mean, not really. I mean, hey, Bill. Well, let me back up. Bill, I don't know if I'm going to be right here. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm going nuts. Bill, Anthony Richardson is from Florida, the Florida maybe starting quarterback. He's really interesting to me. Like, I don't know if we're looking at a sleeper Heisman contender. Bill, that kid could throw it. I mean, and he's locked in on some skills. Bill, I think he was impressive as heck to me. I'm interested with that. I wonder what Billy can do there. But, no, I mean, the only thing left in recruiting, really, look, Bill, Darren Reed, Womack, look, Bill, they're building the ball from they're building their team from the inside out, and they're getting, you know, skill players on the outside. LSU will be fine. So, no, that's about how to wrap it up.
Tell everybody how they can get your shows.
Bill, AYS Sports across the board. Go subscribe, like, follow, all that good stuff. And as always, Bill, thank you.
All right, man. We'll see you next week.
See you, Bill. Go Tigers.
Dan Harrelson coming up next from Sports Illustrated. Guesting a little bit today, y'all. What's up with this? What's all this guesting? Nah, I like Blake, man. Blake does a fantastic job. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still looks pretty good right now as far as really bad interstate accidents. It's picked up out here on 109 as you make your way up towards the interstate there in Wilson County. Centennial Boulevard at Briley Parkway, that wreck is in its clearing stages. It's just busy over in Bordeaux right now. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring in all their locations. Check out that menu if you haven't had lunch or dinner with them in a while. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh,
Guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all-new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Hey, Braves fans, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
The scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
Obviously, football is the dominant topic, but I did tell him, I said, just a quick little note on the Tennessee baseball team that had an epic, at least till you got to the Supers, season, and what the turnover is going to be like on the roster. We know most of it, but there's a question mark here or there, and if there's anything new in the transfer portal. Dan, long-winded there, what's happening?
Yeah, it was a great season, like you said, and now people are kind of piecing things together to figure out what this roster will look like next year. And honestly, I don't think Tony Vitello knows for sure how it's going to play out, just because I think he's definitely looking at the portal like every other coach is doing. And I know Zane Denton from Alabama, the third baseman, has been a lot of talk about him. And then you look at guys like the Air Force catcher, and then the Michigan transfer, the catcher there. I think out of those three, Zane may have the best shot if Tennessee were to land somebody like that, just because he's from that area, Ravenwood High School, with Alabama 3 years. I don't think he's right now pro-ready. I guess he could give it a try if he really wanted to, but I think he'd be a guy that could really benefit at a program where it's at right now with Tennessee in the home state there. You look at Jimmy Overtop, the Michigan transfer I was mentioning. His head coach at Michigan just went to Clemson, and who knows, if he doesn't play pro ball, maybe that's a place where he could follow his head coach, who, by the way, has ties to Tim Corbin as he goes back to Clemson. They were together there that last year for Corbin takes that Vanderbilt job 20 years ago. So Zane, I'm very high on. He was one of my favorite players to watch that Tennessee played this year, just covering and watching Tennessee games. I think he's really good as a fielder and very fun to watch with the bats. It'll be interesting to see what transpires there.
Is Ortega for sure gone, the second baseman?
Well, the interesting thing about Ortega, and I've been keeping up with some of these summer leagues that these UT players are in, he was supposed to be in the Major League Baseball draft league with the Frederick Keys team. He has not played yet, so usually when you don't play, that's the indicator. You could be maybe just taking some time off where you get back into the grind after a long season, or you could just be kind of sitting back and looking at playing professionally. So nothing set in stone on him just yet. But what's interesting about how this shuffle is, like I said, I've been keeping up with the summer leagues, Cape Cod and the California League, some of these players. You look at Blake Burke, a lot of people have already kind of penciled him in at first base to replace Luke Lipsius, but he's split time at the DH spot in the California League and in left field. You look at Christian Moore, who's had a little bit of time at second base and DH this year for Tennessee. He's played left and right field in the Cape Cod League. So I think maybe there could be some behind-the-scenes type deals, managers, coaches speaking to see how these guys play, kind of see what they present in the outfield, especially a guy like Christian Moore and Blake Burke, because who knows, maybe they'll need something out there in case the portal doesn't go the way Tony Vitello wants to, or maybe they could just slide guys like that in the outfield.
Dan Harrison, Sports Illustrated, covers Tennessee. Okay, to football, and two recent commitments. They got the Jeremiah Tielander out of Gainesville, a linebacker, Gainesville, Georgia. And they got John Slaughter. Sorry about that. John Slaughter out of South Haven, Mississippi, which is over there by Memphis. And he is considered, what, a safety. They're up to, what, number 13, I think. I was looking at 24/7. I know On3 now has their composite rankings, too. But how's it going, in your opinion, so far for Tennessee recruiting in June?
Right, yeah, I think it's okay right now. I think we're going to know a little bit more about this class coming up. You got quite a few guys with some decisions to make in the next couple of days. I believe, just going through the list here, you got Nathan Leacock. He's a 2023 wide receiver. He's got Tennessee in the top seven. Tennessee could be in the mix there. Friday, Jeremiah Cobb, the running back out of Montgomery, Alabama, he's got Tennessee, Clemson, and Auburn. I would assume Clemson or Auburn is going to be the pick there. I don't really see Tennessee landing him, but we'll wait and see. But all eyes are kind of on Francis Maligo. He's supposed to pick his college July 4th. He's the 2023 offensive lineman from IMG. Maybe you can see Miami kind of sneak in there the way they've been recruiting pretty well. I'll kind of see it as the Hurricanes of Tennessee in that one. Maybe Florida kind of peaks in that one a little bit, but I definitely see Tennessee and Miami as big-time players for him. Jonathan Echols, he's going to decide July 4th. He's a 2024 edge guy, edge rusher. He could actually play tight end on the offensive side as well. Tennessee's really in the mix with him. He's another IMG guy, just like Francis. Christian Conyer, the cornerback, the 2023 prospect out of Bowling Green. Looks like that could come down to Tennessee and Kentucky. And then Jalen Smith, July 10th is the date on him. He's a 2023 linebacker. Tennessee is a favorite in that one. And a guy that has released his top four 2023 defense lineman out of Douglasville, Georgia, Kyrie Weathersby. They've got Tennessee, Kentucky, South Carolina, Mississippi State. So Tennessee's in the mix there. So we got some names out there coming up. We'll see how it plays out for Tennessee. But the kid out of Montgomery, the running back, I don't know if Tennessee has a shot at him, though.
If Hendon Hooker has to take a play or two off, he gets nicked up, because we know he touches the ball in the running game a bunch, too. I mean, a bunch. So he gets hit a bunch. Good-sized kid now. He's built for it. But if they need to insert another quarterback, who would that be?
I think right now it's Joe Milton. I think that could change, though, with the spring that Taven Jackson had, that he kind of went through the motions. I don't think he's elevated enough to take that number two spot just yet. But you got fall camp coming up, about 6-8 weeks or whatnot. You got 7-on-7 right now. He still has a chance to elevate himself
past Joe Milton, but I think maybe the first couple of games you could potentially see Joe Milton sneak in there if needed be, like an Ole Miss type situation last year where he had to come in at the very end. We all know how that played out, which that kind of still resonates with a lot of people. You know, when is Joe Milton going to take the next step to, in this offense to really solidify himself as the number two guy who used to be QB1? So not a lot of confidence right now in Joe, but Haven Jackson, and we all know how freshmen go early on in the season, but if he can continue to get better, get some more reps through fall training camp, you could see him potentially be that number two guy.
Got an email, and they were talking about D. Beckwith, who was there, and then transferred. He now is at Kentucky. And he's in odd shape. If he is a running back, he's 6'5", like 230, which is a very unusual size for a running back. I mean, very unusual. But he never really got much of a shot. Is that kid a player, or what's missing with him?
I think he's a guy that really needs to find a home as far as a position goes. Yeah. Is he going to be a running back with Kentucky? I mean, he needs more reps. I mean, I don't think the size is that big of a deal. Obviously, Derrick Henry is a little bit bigger as far as agility and stamina and just his presence of being that tall, and indeed kind of lacks that. But if he's not going to do anything at running back, maybe tight end or something else. But I think his problem was the coaching change. I think Jim Chaney really wanted to use him in some Taysom Hill type packages that we saw with the Saints. And that really just didn't come to fruition. A, because it was the COVID year, things were crazy. B, they just weren't that good. And, of course, the changing of the staff there. So, I hope he does well there. It's just he's got to find an identity at this collegiate level for him to continue to get better.
Dan, I know in the past you and I have talked about this. It's just so quiet out there. Is there anything at all on the horizon with the NCAA's look into the Tennessee football program?
I have not heard anything, and the last I've heard that when I did look into it, they were still backed up, so there was no real information of when NCAA would actually get to the case. So, and that's coming from Joe Novak on the committee there, the former Northern Illinois head coach, and I guess I need to circle back to him, but I just don't see in this day and age where Tennessee can get hit pretty hard. Obviously, that came a few months beforehand before everything went down with NIL. But, in my mind, of course, we need to be presented a few more facts of what Tennessee deemed happened, because they're the ones who said that what they found was a fireable offense. Of course, they fired Pruitt, they have Shelton, Felton, and then Niedermeyer. But the way Niedermeyer has been handling himself on social media, I think we're to the point where maybe he's the guy that needs to be the fall guy, because what he's doing on social media is just uncalled for and very unprofessional.
Yeah, he is. Tennessee gets some bad news in recruiting or something, or some kid commits somewhere else, or Carnell Tate. Niedermeyer was spiking the football over that one. Of course, he coaches on that staff on the defensive
side.
Well,
that's the weird thing about it, Bill. You have the IMG connection there, and he's presenting himself like he caused him to not go to Tennessee. Now, are we going to see this in the future where Tennessee has issues with the IMG guys? But you look at Francis Maligo, the offensive lineman, and that's going to be very interesting. I think Tennessee has a real good chance, but Miami's got basically an equal chance with how they're recruiting, NIL, all that good stuff. Now, if he goes to Miami and you look at Jonathan Echols, the edge rusher, the 2024 prospect, he's a favorite right now for Tennessee, but he's a 2024 guy. If you lose Maligo and then Echols has time in his recruitment process to entertain other offers, that pipeline to IMG right now with Niedermeyer on the coaching staff could be a problem for Tennessee.
Dan Harrelson, Sports Illustrated. Appreciate the time, sir.
All right, thank you.
solid, man. Dude does his homework. The guy digs in there and does his homework. The NCAA item is really quiet. And that doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's just quiet. And he said the last time he checked, he got the response that they're backed up and the Tennessee case isn't in their laps as of right now. Or now, they looked into it, remember? I mean, University of Tennessee said it a year and a half ago, whenever it was, that the NCAA had been down there and they were looking into things together. But what that means, look, it's hard to predict what the NCAA is going to do, but it sure doesn't sound like Tennessee's in any kind of peril with what went down, whether you agree or disagree with that. That's what it sounds like as of right now. Anyways, we're clear. Yeah, we are clear until all the way to Lashba here on the show. 615-844-5600 if you'd like to get in on Twitter at BillisKing. And you can email the show, BillisKing7@gmail.com. Blake Ruffino with us. If you missed it, we talked about all the transfers coming in baseball there. Tommy Tanks, Carter Young, Christian Little, pitching coach with the Twins. UCLA pitcher might be heading there too, who's in the portal. I mean, a bunch of stuff. Now, the Paul Skeens thing is quiet. He seems to think that maybe the Aggies are the team to beat. And I think that was mentioned. I think our good friend there in Muletown might have been the one. Yeah. He sent me something on that. And it sounded like maybe the Aggies were a team to beat there. It might be a team to beat. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens there. They need to find, Tony Bowles needs to find a catcher, though. That's for sure. We'll see what happens there. A lot to talk about in football. Yes, the ACC, you know, we got about 30 minutes into the show. I hadn't even mentioned it last hour. ACC announced on Tuesday we've got our future schedules. It's a 3-5-5 format. No more divisions. And that begins in 23. Not for the season you're about to see, but it begins in a year from now, 23. The one that jumped out at me is Florida State. Gets Clemson, Miami as their permanent three. Clemson, Miami, and then Syracuse. So two there. That's pretty rough. That's only three games, but pretty rough. All right, we'll get this break. Coming back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, T-Dawg. It's behind the stalled truck in a tricky spot a few minutes ago on 24 eastbound near 440. Traffic's on the increase here coming past the airport as we check it out live on I-40 through Hermitage. Donaldson trying to clear a crash from earlier at Smith Springs at Bell Road. Ripley's has a great summer camp experience lined up for the kids. Check it out online at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
Dry rub wings are back at Slim Chickens. Fresh, fried, and full of flavor. Like smooth and kickin' cayenne ranch, zesty lemon pepper, or turn it up with new spicy Nashville hot. Try them today with a meal or feed your hungry crowd. But hurry, they're only back for a limited time. At Slim's, bold flavor is what we do. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
DQ presents the sound of a summer double play. It's the sound of drumstick pieces and peanuts combined with world-famous soft serve to make two all-star treats. The drumstick with peanuts blizzard and new caramel drumstick with peanuts blizzard. Grab one today or get it delivered at DQ.com. Official treat of MLB. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, sunny, high near 91. Mostly clear tonight, low around 70. Mostly sunny tomorrow, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 92. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Peering into the very near future as the playing portion of the season is approaching. You know what's interesting? The calendar. The rhythm of the calendar. Bill, what do you mean? Well, it used to be forever and ever and ever. You had your playing portion of the season. You had some commits during that. Then you had your December, but January crescendo, and then February, the first Wednesday, they could start signing. And that's the rhythm of the calendar. Meaning the athletic year, not the January to the end of December calendar, the sports calendar. Totally different. Now you have the playing portion of the season, but prior to that, you've got huge recruiting, spring buildups, and then into those January official visits, those June official visits, I should have said. And the news that's out there, and then prior to that, all the transfer portal news. And it really leads you all the way up to the league media days, the football media days, all across America, whichever league you're into. Though it's a little bit different, maybe not a little bit, it's a different calendar, sports calendar, than we've seen, but it's our reality. It's the new calendar. It's the way things are going to be until they change it. There was some talk about doing away with that December signing period and moving it somewhere into January or back to the February 1 or whatever. I don't know where that's at. I don't know if that's got any momentum. I'd like that if they did it, but I don't know if that has anything behind it right now, if there's anything solid that can push that in that direction. I just don't know. But that was discussed previously. Yeah, I hope just business. I hope you got your answer on the boudin there. Yeah, you got your guy down there in Louisiana gave you the information. And considering how much you've been traveling, hopping in that car from Birmingham, Hoover, and taking it down there to find you some boudin, that got me hungry too. Man, I'm during the show. I cannot eat during the show. I never do eat during the show. And I don't eat before the show. So they got me hungry. Got me thinking. Sam Dog down in Perry, Georgia. Damnedest thing I ever saw in a football game, number two. I saw a linebacker intercept a sweep pass and run it in for six. So you're talking about a toss sweep. Student body right. Quarterback takes the snap, and the tailback kind of flares to either the left or the right, depending on which side the ball play is called, tosses it to him, and then he negotiates the rest of the play to either take it to the corner or cut it up. Student body right. Southern Cal named that many back in the 70s. That's what they named it. Student body right. But it could be right or left. And he said he's seen a linebacker actually take that toss in the air and go for six the other way. That's, boy, first of all, to do that, you would need to take a chance on that play. Meaning, you'd have to guess that's the play. Or somebody significantly missed a block. I mean, it was a Olay-type block to where there was nothing there to impede you. You'd have to be guessing to make that play. But it still could happen, yes. He said the other one was they had this kid that weighed like 130 pounds, and they put him on the D-line, and he would intercept the handoff exchange between the quarterback and the running back. Saw some kid do that a couple times, too. I don't think I've seen that before. Now, I've seen a defensive lineman penetrate in the backfield and meet where the quarterback-running back exchange is. Maybe there's a fumble there. I guess we've seen that. But actually intercept the handoff. Don't know that I've seen that one. I've seen a guy right at the mesh point, and he basically tackles both of them. You know how twitchy you'd have to be to do that. Now, defensive linemen are athletic. They're twitchy. But that's amazing to watch something like that. Yeah, L-Dog says with that Raylan Wilson kid that a bunch of the Crystal Bulls right now have Georgia as the key. And apparently they were the other team back then, too. He's visited Florida. He said he's flirting with Alabama, maybe Florida State. But apparently the team to beat would be the Dogs. It's about time the Dogs get a little news, good news about football, right? It's about time something good came their way. Humble Seeker down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, about the only good thing I got from the meat chicken guy, that was Wolverine Dan last hour, is what not to order when you're down there at that no-name pub in the Keys. Because in that bar, kitchen, restaurant used to be a brothel up top. Is that what you mean? That's what he said. I haven't been at the place. Yeah, the meat chicken guy's call is do not order the pigs in a blanket from the no-name pub in the Keys. Don't do it. Driving down through there. Hey, honey, this is really a good place. Used to be a brothel inside, but I think they're all gone now. I think they cleaned the place up a little bit. Let's go get some lunch. Clyde in Detroit. Bill, the best part about the Wolverine Dan call was the music. Thanks to Patton there. All right, we'll get a break. Market a little bit green this morning, up about 50. Yesterday it chopped and chopped and chopped and then went hard red. Yeah, the chop was not in my favor yesterday. I'm the Nashville Home Zone.
Good morning, Tito. It's behind the stalled truck in a tricky spot a few minutes ago on 24 eastbound near 440. Traffic's on the increase here coming past the airport as we check it out live on I-40 through Hermitage. Donaldson trying to clear a crash from earlier at Smith Springs and Bell Road. Ripley's has a great summer camp experience lined up for the kids. Check it out online at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare. Where fun is bowling.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Sam Dog down in Perry, Georgia. Bill, the no-name pub. What? Wolverine Dan was talking about that. It's now an eatery. Wolverine Dan said this, Bill. It was a bait and tackle shop with a brothel in it. Bill, I'm going to read this. I am. I've proofread it. I'm going to read the rest of it. Bill, doesn't that therefore make it, or hasn't always been, an eatery? I have no comment on that. My response, I guess, would be I hope not, but I don't know the place. Couldn't help you. But he is right. It was called the No Name Pub because I remember that from the call. Irish Bill on the Emerald Coast. Bill, Jimmy Jupiter stated there are not many players from Tallahassee, Lincoln High now, that made it big. Well, one that did, he said, is Javorius Buck Allen, played at USC, then spent quite a few years with the Ravens in the NFL. It's always been, and you folks there, either into the capital, the state capital, or you live there, or you drive in there a bunch, you're going to games. It was always growing up, it was always Tallahassee Godby, it was always Tallahassee Lincoln. Then you had the private school, North Florida Christian. I know I'm skipping some schools. I mean, Tallahassee has more than that. But that's the ones that I used to always hear about. Who was the guy? Oh, I asked this a few months ago on the show. I've already forgotten about it. I remember the morning he committed. German kid who played there at North Florida Christian. They called him the Germinator up in Tennessee. He was a pass-rushing defensive end, pass-rushing specialist. Had a good career, not great, but had a solid career. Constantine Richmond? I believe that's right. Just hit me. My brain just, the synapses, the Rolodex opened up to the right sheet in my head. I believe that's who that was. He was at North Florida Christian there in Tallahassee. Now, he moved in there, so he did not have any Florida State ties or anything. But, yes. Yeah, I think I'm right. Constantine Richmond. But it was always, Tallahassee Leon, too. Yeah, because that's where Tony Robinson came from, who quarterbacked Tennessee somewhat briefly in the mid, 84-ish, 85-ish. Blew his knee in the Alabama game in 85 and never, I don't think, other than in scab games for the Redskins during the work stoppage that year, I don't know that he ever played much anymore. Remember, he ended up in jail, T-Rob. Who was his little running back buddy that came up there with him? B.B. Cooper. Allen in Tampa. Oh, my God. It's sushi on the hoof. No. I am not going to the no-name and even back then and saying, yeah, I'll take your California rolls. That's not happening. No. I am not doing that. Jim and Jupiter Bill, the No Name Pub is a very famous place down in the Keys. Well, but Wolverine Dan said it was a brothel, at least the top floor was, back in the day. Yeah, back yesteryear, whenever that would have been. Wonder when I was at Little Palm Island if that place was there. That's what I want to know. Yeah, just saying. Anyways, Dan Harrelson was with us, and just trying to see what's happening. Baseball transfer portal news. Now, LSU's, that's out there a lot, but the other stuff is kind of quiet, and then it just shows up and everything. I hope in the future we have better coverage of that. It's not like we're talking about college football. That kind of transfer news is even if it's just a list of possibilities, that stuff's everywhere, right? Get some of the basketball, too. You get a bunch of basketball, too. But the baseball, which is becoming more and more popular, the news is kind of vague on that. I will Google. I'll be sitting around 1 or 2 o'clock. Random day during the week, and I'll Google some transfer names in baseball. Sometimes the name won't even pop up with an article anywhere. Andrew, adding to the humor about the no-name pub, he's in Dalton, Georgia. Bill, you can still go there to catch some crabs. Did you see what he did there? Did you guys catch what he did there? Andrew, I knew what you were doing there. Ernie Sims, Bill, according to Jim and Jupiter, went to North Florida Christian. He was one of the highest-rated players at a high school ever. Yeah, big name. Big name. What was he, a linebacker? I remember that one. Yep, I remember that one. Anyways, Hour 3 is coming up. We'll take the break here as we approach the top of the hour. We're clear. I guessed it up this hour we had on Blake. Blake's always with us. Brett Ciancia could not be with us. Hour 1, he's sick in bed. Get him back next week, hopefully. And then Dan Harrelson checked in with us, too. So let's wrap it up here. Coming right back on the Wednesday edition of the Nashville Hotel.